This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I told you, you dumb bitch!
I wish it was that.
Bye, bitch.
Don't I you told to ask, you, you dumb bitch!
Lace them up, you money. Little bitch! Let's go!
Buckley told me during the break, he's like, dude, you have no idea how much work I'm doing over here to keep all of the bitch drops together. There are so many of
it's
them.
It's tough.
Yeoman's work over there.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the Blazers have kept their coach. I don't know how people feel about it. I know a lot of people didn't like Chaunce for a couple of years, right?
No, it's actually pretty
I
neat.
I mean, look, this is a very informal thing. I just, when they extended Cronin and when they extended to Chaunce, I just, you know, did one of those Twitter, like, hey, how you feeling? And, you know, you get 50 Blazer fans that react to it. So it's not like this is any sort of scientific poll, but it definitely seems more negative than positive.
They don't like Chaunce?
I just think that...
And why would that... Why is that?
I just think, in general, the fan base feels that this is a little bit of rinse and repeat. And I think the fan base wants to be more aggressive. I think the fans think they're... The old notion of the Blazers for years and years was just run it back and we'll be fine. Run it back. And, you know, the Al-Farouq Aminus and not having to really do anything. And it kind of feels like they're telling you, oh, this is a good young group. And as long as we keep everything together, we'll grow into a contender. And I think fans have, you know, whether that's fair or not, I think fans are frustrated at give us time. We're going to run it back and this will grow into something.
But the coach isn't going to matter much until you get better players. Like, in other words, like,
yeah.
What do you want? Freaking Phil Jackson coaching this group? Guess what? Well, they still win 36 games.
I think with Malone out there, and I think with Jenkins out there, I think there was the idea that maybe you should go look at one of those. But I think from the Blazers' perspective, the players like Chaunce. We saw a lot of growth and development. And I think it's hard to bring back Cronin and then say that Billups, who kind of took chicken ass and made... not really chicken soup out of it, but maybe a nice broth.
It's chicken.
Chicken salad?
Yeah, chicken salad. No
like
one really likes.
Salad.
Yeah, but this one has raisins in it, so it's not that good, but it's all right.
Too much celery.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're going to bring back Cronin, I think it was hard maybe. That, and I honestly believe, and you'll hear in this clip, look, we found out today, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that one person is in charge of this thing, and it's that effing Bert Cold. And this is what I talked about, one of the clips from the press conference, about 25 minutes. The freaking Bert Cold thing again, you forget about it because he's behind the scenes, and so you want to believe that someone has their head out of their ass and is making decisions, and no, we find out that jackwad is still the one in charge of everything.
Yeah, Jody gets a lot of the blame. Like, I always direct my ire at Jody.
And it's not.
Maybe I should
Bert.
Start directing it at Bert.
And the one thing we know is that they just take the path of least resistance. And when they won the 10 of 11 games and the Moda Center started filling up again, and you could sell people on this is the future and this was the easy and cheap path out, dude, that guy behind the scenes is going to sit there and continue to do the same thing that he always does, which is rinse and repeat. And that's the problem that I have. And at the end of the day, regardless of what you think of the GM, the coach, every week, do you have the clip, Buck? Look, we're doing weekly powwows now with Bert.
Bert's great. We spend a lot of time. When I say we, you know, there's great. We do a thing which I think is really unique and very positive for, you know, what we're doing here. We call it a sync up, where it's myself, Chauncey, Dwayne, and Bert. Cool. Once a week, it's a big download on what's going on in our worlds that week. You know, what are we working on? What do we need help with? What's going well? What isn't? And Bert plays a great role in that, where he's, you know, he's moderator. He's asking us questions. He's helping us think in different ways. He's providing insight, you know, with, I mean, his decades of experience. So, you know, that's a microcosm of the role Bert plays overall, where he's, you know, he's active. He cares about this team. He cares about us. He wants to see us all succeed. And he's challenging us. Hey, have you thought about this? Hey, we need to do this better. You know, and it could be, you know, the topics are wide ranging, of course, big stuff like roster decisions. There's input there and there's collaboration. Hey, have you thought about this? You know, what about, what's this team saying? You know, there's definite, you know, back and forth with myself and Chauncey and him, and good positive feedback.
Yeah. Dude, Bert's the owner.
Mm.
You can be mad at Jody all you want. Dude, Jody Allen is not involved. She just isn't. It's Bert Cole. And I'm sorry, decades of experience. The only thing you have decades experience of is being the best friend of a billionaire. And somehow you managed to weasel your way in and be a pain in the ass in this organization for 20 years. And now you're completely unchecked. The fact that we're having weekly check-ins now, sync-ups.
Well,
there's a reason why it's unique, because no one does it.
Can I? Wait, no one does what? The
weekly sync-up with Bert Cole.
If I'm being fair, I think synergy amongst those four would be a good thing. But it's just that Bert doesn't really have particular knowledge or particular passion or really much of any skill set needed to be the... You know what I mean? Like, it'd be one thing if that's somebody who could bring something to the table, but yeah. Joe Cronin said it. He's like, well, he's just a moderator, and he makes you think...
What would you say you do here?
You know,
thank you.
So now I think we see why Joe Cronin retained his job, because he clearly cups Bert's ball sack.
I think there's a lot of that, yes.
I mean, that was a little thick there.
That was the problem that I have with this. Like I said, I don't have a problem. I get it. I get why you bring back... The Denny trade and the Kamara trade saved his job. And... I get it. You got some synergy here, and your team overperformed, and you're playing hard for your coach. I get bringing it back. But problem one for me is that we found out that Bert is running this team. It is not Jody Allen. This is squarely in the camp of your owner is Bert Cold. Oh, my God. And then the second part that I have the biggest problem with is we had the GM and the coach basically say, that you don't need to go find a marquee player. The marquee player and the future of your team is already here. And oh my God, I find that beyond frustrating and quite frankly terrifying.
Well, dealer's choice. You want Cronin or Chauncey first?
Take your pick.
This year, I felt like we got a ton of data. What's working? What isn't? What skill sets do we need to add? What types of personalities do we need to add? We learned a lot about our roster this year. Do we have all the answers yet? No. Are we still learning? Yes. I mean, still the second youngest team in the league, still have a lot to learn about and see from our young players and how these veterans fit in with them. So the approach, though, I think we can definitely be more diligent about the specific type of player that we're adding. And I love that we're at that stage where, as a front office, we don't feel that pressure to keep taking swing after swing to try and hit on the next up-and-coming guy. I think we're starting to feel really comfortable with our talent base, that we can be more diligent about adding specific types of guys.
What?
You're at the place? What do you mean you're at the place?
That's uninspiring.
What place?
Well, it's terrifying.
What place are you talking about?
Well,
the place of not making the playoffs?
Well, they think that they're going to turn into the Rockets. They have used that comparison many times, and I that's a giant stretch to me. I don't see what they see, but then again, I didn't watch them much this year at all. I've seen them play. I've seen Chauncey coach. I know people. It's small town, right? You hear things. Yeah. I feel like that's really what they have to sell, and I think people with their eyes open aren't buying any of that as a legitimate selling point. They don't have anything to sell.
And Chauncey said the same thing. Chauncey reiterated.
He thinks they're going to be the Rockets.
And he thinks that the talent they have, I would like to point out that the two of your three key guys that you relied on didn't even start this year. Midway through the year, they both got benched. That shocks me. And this year seemed so crazy to me that you went through this tank, and then this year you decided in a deep draft that you don't need to tank. And we're finding out that you don't need to tank anymore because the roster you have is just good enough. So we're now saying that, like, we don't need to get rid of Simons. Simons and Scoot coexist, and Sharp turns into Kobe, and Denny's the next great all-star here, and Donovan Klingon can play more than 20 minutes. That's the part. I understand the vision, and I understand Chance, and I understand Cronin, and I see the path forward. I do. But, boy, the Bert Cole thing, and then hearing from coach and GM that you can now go just find some role players, some specific guys to fill in roles and let this thing cook. And that I don't get.
Well, the natives were getting restless, and this keeps them at the gate. I guess. I think one thing about that is, to help you understand it, I think maybe is that Chauncey, you know, remember, when you're the coach and you're guiding young players, you get invested in those kids and those players. And I think Chauncey really likes them, and that clouds how he may view their potential.
Yeah.
That's probably a fair thing.
I think that's a fair thing.
Right? And so then,
because you see the growth and development, and you can fool yourself into thinking that it's going to grow.
That's right.
And we saw that so many times, and it's why they didn't do anything. They just kept telling us, grow and develop. But at least when you were telling us grow and develop, you had LaMarcus, who was the star. You had Damian, who was the star. So now you're telling me that the future of this team rests on Denny going from, you know, a nice, solid player to a surefire all-star, and that Scoot and Shaedon Sharpe both become stars.
Well, and then I think you had a pretty solid second half of the season
against a lot of crap teams.
That's right. I mean, look, you don't have to sell me on that. But they did point out that they were like, what, third in defense the second half of the season.
They played hard for him,
which is way too small a sample size, but it's all they have to sell.
Yeah.
So they have to sell something, right?
Yeah.
That's really it. And so if anybody with a brain buys that, I don't know what to tell you. If you have your eyes open, I think everyone's on the same page, unless you're just biased. And it is that this is just a very mediocre roster that will get a little better, but it's not.
And I guess
it's not going anywhere. They don't have great players.
And that's my point. Let's say you have another 7 to 8 game improvement. Congratulations on being the Sacramento Kings.
If they have an 8 game improvement, how many wins is that?
44.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the Sacramento Kings.
Exactly.
You're the 9 seed.
And that's with a pretty damn good improvement next year. So, and I think we all see that's not happening. So, look, man, you know, at this point, it's on you. You keep watching. You keep paying your money. You keep hope alive. I don't know if that makes you feel better.
Hey, and I'll be the first one to say,
they're just a bad franchise.
In the next year or two, if you turn into the Houston Rockets and you win 50 games and you're the 2 seed, I will be the first one to say, completely wrong. Completely wrong, and congratulations. But when I look up and down the NBA at teams that are real contenders, it is not a collection of decent guys that are solid players.
Can I also
you need difference makers, and
we have not. They don't have any difference. Can we also say we haven't seen, like, this is a nice season for Houston.
Yeah,
but that,
no one believes in them.
That's in their. They're in their infancy. This may be the best season they'll have.
You know who?
And they come regressing back.
You know who the
mean.
Houston Rockets are this year? The last couple years, I give you the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Memphis Grizzlies were a 2 seed, but at least the Memphis Grizzlies had Ja Morant, and now you look at Memphis and they fired their coach. They have a bunch of injuries, and Ja Morant may be on his way out of town. So
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know. We see it from two different perspectives. Danny today was talking about, he thinks that he's hearing that maybe the new NBA is not about having one or two stars. It's about a collection of guys, and the Houston Rockets or the new CBA may be the way it's built. And if that's the case, then again, maybe I'm wrong. But history has told me, and I'm not an NBA savant. I don't watch the league up and down. There's plenty of people that understand the game a million times better than me. But when I look through the league, and I see teams that are difference makers and teams that contend and win titles, they have difference makers. And so maybe you want to be the outlier, but I say this like the NFL draft. If you're going to pick a left tackle, right, the left tackle should have long arms and have certain metrics. If you're drafting a corner, he needs to have certain metrics. Otherwise, you're betting on your team being the one outlier that changes the rules to everything. And I hate betting on the outlier. And it feels to me that the Blazers are saying we are going to be the outlier of outliers. And that drives me crazy.
Yeah. The league really isn't that hard to understand, is it? I mean, come on. It's simple. It's about star players.
Feels that way to me.
Blazers traded theirs and now they have none. And they're trying to sell you what they can,
which is solid group that plays really hard and they play good defense.
And again, like I said, if you buy that, okay, good, you know, enjoy it, but it's not going to be worth watching for quite some time. It doesn't seem like. Circling all the way back to Chauncey, I do think the one guy who I would hold on to in this organization is him.
Yeah.
I think he is a good coach.
He gets guys to play hard.
It's just, you know, he's only going to be able to take him so far.
Yeah.
But if he's all in about staying here, I think they've dodged a bullet by, you know, because they peed in his pot by not re-upping him during the offseason.
Yep.
And so you almost lost him too.
Yep.
But luckily, that's like the one good thing that happened. This is just my opinion, but I think the one good thing that's happened is you were able to keep him. Because the young players do like him.
Yep.
And that's a good thing. You have to have buy-in.
And he got Scoot and Shaden to pull their head out of their asses a couple times this year. And you need that because those two guys under this plan – Your future basically rests on what Denny becomes. Kamara, you know what he's going to be. That dude is a rock solid defensive guy, and the game, offensive game, will get a little better. But your whole team is predicated around how good does Denny become, and can Shaden and Scoot go from potential to solid upper tier starters? That's your whole team. And now it's, can Chauncey find it?
Good luck. So Chauncey's back, multi-year extension. Coming up next, I think we go back to the Masters.
Hello, friends.
Did you watch that?
Oh, it was great.
Did you watch that?
It might be the best Masters I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of another one.
It was everything I could want.
And as you said, Suk, maybe the best golf tournament I've ever seen.
Recency bias, but
but I can't remember another that I was that gripped the entire final round.
It was drunk. That whole final round was drunk.
Here's Buck.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.